This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A body of a man found dead. Some teachers off the job at St. Giles Primary School. The Barbados Nurses Association again calls for heightened security at all polyclinics across the island. The BTMI and National Cultural Foundation launch major cropover promotion at Trinidad and Tobago Carnival. A dengue spike in Brazil prompts a health emergency to contain the spread. And Hamas has laid out a series of demands in response to an Israel-backed ceasefire proposal. Good afternoon. I am Krista J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. A 48-year-old man was found dead with a gunshot wound this morning. Police say they received a report around 7:45 a.m. that the body of a male was discovered in a track at Gaze, Boscobel, St. Peter. The body has been identified by family members as 48-year-old Ron Alvin Bowen, who lives in the area. A large number of the teaching staff at the St. Giles Primary School is absent due to an apparent sick out. Sources tell Starcom Network News that both ancillary staff and teachers are fed up with the practices of management. Some parents were seen today collecting their children from the school after they were dropped off. When contacted, president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, said a number of teachers were complaining for respiratory issues, which could be another reason for the sick out. However, communication specialist with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, confirmed that a number of teachers did not report for work.
This morning, a few teachers did call in at St. Giles indicating that they would not be at school, but the ministry can assure parents and guardians of the students of St. Giles Primary School that the students are adequately supervised and actively engaged at the school, and school officially remains open today.
Communication specialist with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall. President of the Barbados Nursing Association, Dr. Faye Paris, is again calling for heightened security at polyclinics across Barbados. Her comments follow an incident at the Branford Tate Polyclinic, where a man entered the premises carrying a knife and was subsequently arrested and charged. A similar incident happened less than a month ago, where a man wielded a knife at a nurse at St. Philip Polyclinic. Dr. Paris says the association is alarmed by the latest incident.
Although no nurses were directly harmed, this criminal activity poses a threat to all healthcare workers and other employees at the premises. The BNA commends the Ministry of Health for its swift response and urges that the same security measures implemented at the St. Philip Polyclinic be applied to this and all other polyclinics on the island as soon as possible. The BNA also calls for an end to this disparaging, harassment, and violence against healthcare workers and all staff and respect healthcare workers.
President of the Barbados Nursing Association, Dr. Faye Paris. The National Cultural Foundation, in collaboration with the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, has launched a major promotion at the Trinidad Carnival to highlight the Barbadian artists and their music and the Cropover Festival overall. A contingent of about 20 artists and musicians is performing at some of the major carnival events and also making media appearances. Soca artist Father Fox, real name Nicholas Seeley, is helping to coordinate the promotion.
Well, right now, I want to say a contingent of 20 people over here right now in Trinidad. We have artists such as the Edwin Yearwood, Hyper Sounds, Lil Rick, Dr. Allison Hines, Lead Pipe and Status. We have Peter Ram, Grateful Core, Faith Calendar, Mole, Kwan, myself. And we also have great backing band, Darian Bailey and his squad, the Session Squad. Yeah, so we're over here to really spread the love of Cropover during the Trinidad Carnival season. So, yeah, we're in Carnival, and we come to make sure that everybody knows about Cropover, the Swedish Summer Festival.
Soca artist Father Fox, Hyper Sounds, Damien Etienne, and is one of the Barbadian performers involved in the Cropover promotion. He believes the project is very beneficial to the artists.
It's very important, man, having us down here, making sure that everybody know about Cropover. Cropover is one of the festivals that people have been looking for through the years. And, you know, things happen within its time, but it's about to, and speaking it in, it's about to be our time again for a very long time. And we're here with this execution. They got to the NCF, BTM, my family, and everybody that put in this project together.
Hypersounds, Damien Etienne in the Lunchtime Edition. President of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Sir Trevor Hassell, says not enough progress has been made in Barbados on the move to front-of-package warning labeling on food items. Sir Trevor spoke to the media on the sidelines of a regional workshop for youth on healthy food policy action at the Courtyard by Marriott in Hastings. He emphasized the importance of front-of-package warning labeling.
It is critically important because the consumer needs to understand and know what they're eating and drinking. It is as simple as that. Products in Barbados with a back of pack. What we're saying is allow us to have placed on the front of packages information that simply says this item is high in sugar, this item is high in salt, this item is high in fats. And so when you as an individual go to purchase the product, you have got then the knowledge, you have been empowered to decide, am I going to buy the product or am I not going to buy the product? And that's critically important.
Sir Trevor says while good progress has been made on the school nutrition policy, more needs to be done.
Here in our own Barbados, of course, the healthy school nutrition policy, that's been a major development. Our challenge now is to ensure that policy is truly given effect, meaning that it's not just simply a policy, but the spirit and the letter of the policy is being adhered to. And that's absolutely critically important.
President of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Sir Trevor Hassell. Authorities in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, have declared a health emergency as they try to contain the spread of dengue fever. The incidence of the mosquito-borne disease quadrupled in Brazil in January compared to the same month last year. Rio has registered 10,000 cases this year compared to 23,000 for the whole of 2023. The dengue vaccine developed by the Japanese company Takeda was approved by Brazil's health regulator last year but has not yet been widely distributed. Recapping the headlines. A body of a man found dead at Gay's Boscobel, St. Peter this morning. Some teachers off the job at St. Giles Primary School. The Barbados Nurses Association again calls for heightened security at all polyclinics across the island. The BTMI and National Cultural Foundation launch major crop-over promotion at Trinidad and Tobago Carnival, and a dengue spike in Brazil prompts a health emergency to contain the spread. That was the Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.